All right, we're live. What's up, everybody? It's Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the YouTube channel. It's Friday. It's almost 5 o'clock, so cheers. Alex Talish is here, ladies and gentlemen. How'd your wife? How'd your kids? Before anyone asks about Antonio Brown, no. The big news of the day in Packerland, Elgton Jenkins is going to be getting his first NFL start on Sunday. Lane Taylor ruled out with a biceps injury. Kind of saw that coming when Lane was put on the injury report 2 days ago. Jenkins was told he was going to start yesterday. So away we go. We'll see if he ever gives that job up. Happy Friday, everybody, in the comments section, the chat here. Yo, Evan, what's going on? How do I feel about Evan Bayless? Fine. Good depth. Sounds like Jimmy Graham went today, though, so who knows if he'll even be active on Sunday. Feed Devontae. I'm down with that. Lane Taylor, job lost. Dustin, you hate to see a job lost due to injury, but if Elgton Jenkins balls out like I think he will, there's a good chance. Buddy, does it bother you that Dez called you a dickhead? No. Really doesn't bother me at all. Is EQ still able to return this year or no? No, Sean, he is not, because he was placed on injured reserve prior to being on the 53-man roster. Because of that, he is ineligible to return in 2019. More Vitaly this week? Nicholas, I hope so. I said on Twitter yesterday, it's time to unleash him in the passing game. Actually, I ran into him at Chipotle, of all places, in Green Bay the day before I left last week. And I said, I saw you split out wide left couple times, and he said, yeah, we're setting something up there, so be on the lookout. Vitaly, I'm calling it Vitaly 9 route for a touchdown. Hello from Napa. What's up, Jose? How you doing? I was just watching Lombardi's Redskins, the forgotten 1969 season. Very interesting. Yeah, that whole episode is incredible, actually. Dexter Williams active? I think there's a good chance, seeing as Jamal Williams has been in the injury report with an ankle. I think it's a good possibility. Do you all prefer monthly super chats or Patreons? Dustin, I have no preference either way. Whatever, however you feel like supporting Cheesehead TV is fine by us. Over under 5 sacks for the defense this week. I'll say under. I'll say 4. That sounds about right. Speaking of super chat, thank you, Stevens. Thank you for this super chat. The best Vikings heel known to man. That 2-0 feeling feels oh so good. I know, I feel kind of bad this week because, like, it's hard to get hype for the Broncos, especially when they're 0-2 after 2 weeks of rivalry games. But that said, as Aaron Rodgers said at his locker earlier this week, don't believe in trap games. They all count on the old ledger. Mm-hmm. Who started Cheesehead TV? Jose, that would be myself and Corey Banky. We host Packer Transplants. You should check that out. Just had a new one on Wednesday. It's on the YouTube channel. Everyone, like, subscribe, donate. Best Packers broadcast available. Dustin, you're too kind. Riley Reese, thank you for the super chat. What would be a successful first season for Gary? Contribute more and more as the season goes on. 4 or 5 sacks and looking like a threat down the stretch. Hopefully his spry young legs provide a little boost there in November and December when the length of the season starts catching up with guys. Bold prediction for Sunday? I already gave you one. Vitaly, 9 route, down the left sideline. Touchdown. Any chance we see some Kiki this week? Yeah, it sounded like it's a possibility. LaFleur was asked about it. They liked the experience that Fadal Brown brings them, but sure sounds like he's on the cusp of getting activated. The deal. Thanks for the super chat. Can BJ Raji play wide receiver? I mean, why not, right? Why not? We had Julius Peppers line up at wideout. I don't see why not. Do you think the lack of tight end production last week was just due to the game plan for the week? Somewhat, yeah. I don't doubt Zimmer had a plan for Jimmy Graham, though, in a way that Pagano didn't. The one target catch slash play I saw Graham make was on the offensive pass interference. So maybe they get more involved, but this is what I said at the beginning of the year. Remember, I mean, outside of Adams and Jones, everybody on this offense is going to be somewhat opponent dependent and game plan dependent. It's not this thing where everyone is going to get fed every week, especially when they're having troubles on third downs, which they continue to have. So, you know, if they can elongate some drives and get better on third down and they'll be a little bit more efficient on offense, maybe these guys start to eat a little bit production wise. But until that happens, you're going to see this herky-jerky output that you've seen the first 2 weeks. Do you think the Broncos still have a top-tier defense? I don't think it was, you know, is what it was back when they were destroying the Packers on national television, when I believe Rodgers threw for 97 yards or some nonsense. Even Chris Harris, who is still a fantastic player, he acknowledged as much earlier this week in a media availability in Denver, saying that, you know, they can't play the way they did that night now with the personnel they have. But that said, they still have some real talent on that side of the ball, and they can definitely cause all sorts of problems for the Green Bay Packers. No question there. Wow, I get the weirdest. Has anyone's Twitter just started going crazy all of a sudden, like giving you alerts for crap that you never like asked to get alerted to? Like, I get random like tweet notifications for people who I follow them, but I don't want notifications on them. I don't know. It's weird. It's just like it just happened overnight. Michael, what's up? Is there a more likable guy on the team than Za'Darius Smith? Thank you for the super chat, by the way. I mean, at the moment, he's the most quotable. That's for damn sure. I love the energy that he's brought to the team. I love the vibe around the team that he's helped create. Talk about a home run of a signing by Brian Gutekunst. Absolutely outstanding. You get notifications from me? That's scary. Des Bryant is sitting on his couch eating Cheetos and watching Colin Cowherd. Yeah, that's probably true. Sorry, guys. Who's more of a problem for the Packers, Chubb or Miller? I mean, they'll both be a handful. I think Miller is going to try and go against Bakhtiari, who has seemed a bit, how do you put it? I think the back is probably giving him more trouble than he's letting on. He does not look like his old school self these first 2 weeks. Brian Bulaga has been outstanding, and I think Miller will try to work against Bakhtiari for the majority of the game. I wrote about that actually in my preview piece, which you can read at cheeseheadtv.com. The matchup preview and prediction, it's up at the website. Go over there either right now or when we're done. Paula, thanks so much for the super chat. Mount Rushmore of Packers receivers. Love Cheesehead TV. Hope to catch you in lot one in November. Always hit up lot one before a game, so you'll probably see me. Man, didn't we do this on transplants? I don't know. It's so hard. I mean, you got to have Hudson, right? Then you got to have Sharp. And then I kind of go probably Lofton and Greg Jennings? Jordy Nelson? I don't know. That's a tough one. That's a really tough one. Donald Driver, all-time leading receiver, although he's probably not as good as any of those guys. I don't know. That's a tough one. Very, very tough one. What's the biggest difference on special teams penalties this year? Simply coaching? Was Zook that bad? Mark Murphy must be on his high horse with the way things are currently going. Herbert, I'm sure he feels good that they're 2-0, that his guys are doing well, but A, he knows it's a long season, and B, you know, I think he's done a really good job during his tenure of letting things play out. He gave Mike McCarthy a ton of leash and Ted Thompson too, even when things were really bad for a little bit. You know, he was able to take the long view, so to speak, the 30,000-foot view, and I'm sure he's doing that right now. Again, I'm sure the vibe around the building is good because they're winning. But, you know, for the most part, he's charged with the long-term viability of the franchise. And a couple wins early on and the tenure of the new GM and head coach are not going to change anything in that regard. Do you think Shepard has a role in the offense this year? Or do you think he – oh, gosh, it just popped up there. Or do you think he needs more development first? No, I think he can contribute. I think he'll start to get a look this week on – punt returns. We'll see how much he plays from scrimmage, though. Maybe they utilize him a little bit. Hans, thank you for the super chat. Coach mentioned evening out snaps between Williams and Jones. Thoughts? I think he's pretty solid. I know that's probably the goal, but I think they're always going to err on the side of Aaron Jones. Williams is also dealing with an injury now, so who knows how realistic that's going to be on Sunday. you know, I think they were at 60-40 roughly on Sunday against the Vikings. I think that's ideal. They're going to preach balance because that's what coaches do, but you get in the heat of the battle, you want to pick up those yards, you're going to run Aaron Jones. And look, more often than not, it's the position coach sending him in. So I think Sermons will be like, yeah, Aaron, stay out there, buddy. Bulaga has been an absolute stud the first two games. Couldn't agree more. Said on Twitter, he's been their best offensive player, and I don't think it's close. Does Jair get a pick this week? Yeah. Yeah, he does. I predicted it on the radio this morning. You know how Kevin King dropped one in week one and then got one in week two? I think Jair follows the exact same pattern. Dropped probably two against the Vikings. He gets one against Joe Flacco. Best Packers tight end, JerMichael Finley or Bubba Franks? Devin, please. Please, come on. Everybody knows it's Paul Kaufman. No, it's probably Keith Jackson, actually. For any tight end who's ever worn a Green Bay Packers uniform, it's probably Keith Jackson. Ah, looks like trash. Oh, you hate to see it. Do I like PFF? I think they do a lot of good work. I think they provide a valuable service. I don't think they're the be-all, end-all. They're fallible just like everybody else. They're human beings looking at coaches' tape and making a determination of what they've watched. Some of it's better than others. I don't really pay attention to the grades too much for that reason, but they have invaluable information that, you know, I know Sam, I know Steve. And if I want to know how many times did so-and-so line up at the slot or how many times did Zadarius kick inside that game, I can get a snap count from them, you know? So for that kind of tracking, they're absolutely valuable. They do great work. The grades I take with a pinch of salt. It's a good guide. Like if I'm wondering how an opponent played, I don't really go and break down tape of the opposing team other than the game that they just played. PFF is great for giving you a guidepost to how guys are playing. But for the most part, like I said, I don't pay too much attention to the grades. But I do think they do amazing work. And, you know, as much as I love them, I prefer Football Outsiders. I think Schatz and company don't get quite the recognition that the guys at PFF do, probably because they don't trumpet themselves as much. They haven't signed the types of marketing deals and content deals that PFF has. But yeah, Schatz is the OG, and that's where I park my car. Rodgers should be the king of the monarchy of Wisconsin. Okay. Dez is not coming to Green Bay. Correct. You think we are successful in containing Lindsay? He seems due for a big game. Yeah, he's so quick, darting. I think they're going to utilize him in the screen game a lot. I think it's trying to get the ball out of Flacco's hands without Smith decapitating him. It's going to be a challenge, especially with Raven Green out. If B.J. Goodson is the counter there, I think, yeah, Lindsay's going to have some space, some moves to make, so to speak. Clearly, Savage is part of that. Martinez is part of that, but they're going to try and get the ball in his hands in space, and he's going to be a handful. There's no doubt about it. But look, you know, Tariq Cohen scared the hell out of me, and they did a pretty good job of containing him in week one. So we'll see. What is more dangerous, a talented 2-0 team with momentum and confidence, or a talented 0-2 team that knows going 0-3 is dire to its season's goals? That's a really good question as far as, you know, mentality heading into this game. No trap games. But if there's a team that needs it more, it's definitely the Broncos. And that should definitely scare the Packers. you rule the internet. That's kind of you to say. Will Cole Madison be active and up? I would think so for the depth. If as long as, you know, Lane Taylor's not going to play, which the Packers have ruled him out, it would make sense that Madison would be up and dressed. With the 100 Hall of Fame push Butler finally in, God, I hope so. He should have been in so long ago. It's a real shame that some of these guys get kind of lost in the wash. I think the internet has done a good job of bringing cases like Butler's to light. Obviously, we had to fight the good fight on Jerry Kramer for freaking decades, but hopefully it doesn't take quite as long for Butler to get in. He will get in eventually. He has to. He's too damn good not to. And I'll keep doing my part. Every time the conversation gets brought up online, I'm always sure to add my voice. Because I don't think Leroy had an advocate for a very long time. And now he does in basically all of Packer fandom on the internet. Butler and Sterling need to be in. Couldn't agree more. Absolutely. Yo, Nags, were you sitting at the game? Duncan, I'll be in the press box. Next, thoughts on Marshall Newhouse starting for the Pats. I'll tell you what. Marshall Newhouse gets a bad rap. I understand why. He's not the greatest player in the world. But look at this guy, still starting in the NFL. He's been in the NFL seemingly forever because he's reliable, he's dependable, he's an absolute pro, and he's a really cool dude. I've gotten to know him. I really like him, and props to him for continuing on, having an NFL career, and being the guy that teams call when they need line help. Essentially, at this point, that's what he is. And now he's playing for the Patriots. Awesome. Just awesome. Hey, thanks so much, Mr. Gilbert, for the super chat. Should the Packers trade for John Ross or Jay Grant? Not sure who you're talking about with Jay Grant, but John Ross, I don't see the Bengals ready to give him up. They've just revitalized him. Zach, who used to write for us and now writes at Packer Report, posited this morning on Twitter, shipping out a 6th-round pick for Corey Davis down in Tennessee. I'm not a huge fan of bringing people in at wide receiver, but that one intrigues me. I think Corey Davis would be an interesting add. John Ross, he's exciting. You love that speed, obviously. And he would definitely bring an element that they lost with Trevor Davis. But I don't see them making a move there, and I don't see the Bengals shopping him. I mean, maybe they decide their season's on the downswing and they want to rebuild or something. I don't know. Not totally familiar with the inner workings of the Bengals front office, but I don't see that kind of move being made. Did we talk about Antonio Brown getting released yet? Yes, right at the top of the video when I said no. When do you think Ibrahim Campbell come back and possible take over that second inside linebacker spot? Ryan, he's on the PUP, I believe. Isn't he? No, he was signed. God, I'm so confused. I would tend to think since he got he went out with a, what do you call that thing? Oh, no, he's practiced. So, yeah, he's not on PUP. Duh. He was out with an ACL injury at the end of the year in December. So, man, it'd be surprising if he's ready in September. But, late October, maybe? We'll see. They obviously think he's close enough because they signed him. I live in Cincy. They aren't getting rid of Ross. Yeah, I don't think so. Gave me another game to watch on Sunday that I should keep my eyes on. Man, I don't know. I'll be watching the Packer game. The local listings are available wherever you are. If the Packers were to make a mid-season trade, what position do you think they'd target? I don't know. Inside linebacker, maybe? Although they already made that kind of trade. Outside of that, maybe wide receiver, but I doubt it. And I think they're pretty well set. Gutekunst is going to do his best Norman Dale and say, this is your team. These holding calls are ridiculous. Tell me about it. Nathan, they're crazy. They're awful. They're ridiculous. They're absurd. You saw Tom Brady complaining about it on Twitter last night. TJ Lang complaining about it on Twitter last night. It's absurd. The emphasis on hold. Give me a break. Let them play. We didn't tune in. We didn't go to the ballpark to watch refs. We wanted to watch players make plays. And every time someone makes a play, there's a fucking flag. Why on earth do I want to watch that? I turned off the game last night. You really think I'm going to stick around for Titans, Jags? I'm barely there to start, to begin with, because it's Titans, Jags. I'm just there because I need my football fix. But then you start throwing flags. That's not football. It's like dancing with the refs. I don't want that. It's awful. Remember when everyone compared AB to Randy Moss? I don't actually. Minshew going to take the starting job? You think? Do you think the Smith brothers and Amos changed this whole team? I mean, it certainly helped change the vibe and the culture. I don't think there's any question of that, even just 2 weeks into the season. It's the whole feel. Now, some of that is them, but some of that is LaFleur, too. It's all gelling, and that's a big part of it, a big component. That's kind of one of the underrated things, I think, about what Gutekunst has done here. Getting guys who were kind of coming up at the same time. Amos, you mentioned Amos and the Smiths, all of them, younger guys getting their first kind of big contract, so to speak, all together on the same team, on the same defense. And even Billy Turner, same thing, a guy who's getting his first real payday. It's great to see. And they've certainly revitalized a locker room that had some fragmentation and it has some frustration in it. Now, all of a sudden, it's just, it's on. And I loved Za'Darius's quote yesterday out of the locker room when he said, we're 2-0, but we haven't arrived yet. And there's still a lot of work to do. I love that mentality. I love the awareness, but I love to see the fun they're having. And they're just clearly feeding off the energy from each other. The vibe in the locker room seems just really, really great. Za'Darius took the entire defense out for dinner last night. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. Please like, subscribe, share our YouTube channel here. I'm trying to get as many subscriptions and subscribers as we can. I do a really poor job of pushing it. You guys do a great job, my evangelicals here in the comments. Thank you so much for checking out what we do at Cheesehead TV. Like I said, my preview and prediction post is up for the game. Make sure you check that out. And hey, if you need tickets for the game, Ticket King, they got you covered. They're right across from Lambeau Field. They've been around since 1999. Any and all games, not just home games, but away games as well. And hey, if the Packers make a postseason run, they'll have your playoff tickets too. Check out Ticket King. And if you're not in Green Bay, go to CheeseheadTV.com. We've got a link there for you. Take care of all your Packer ticket needs. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you guys on Sunday morning prior to the game. Go Pack, go.